Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 17th of August. I think if you followed the pod yesterday, you'd have had a decent day. Stick with me, Rodney. You'll go a long way. Equilateral won, drifted right out in running, but came back and won. I think all four of the horses traded. Sandhausen, the home lay, they went 2-0 up. Panic. Came back to 2-2. So there'd have been a nice trade there. They did grab a late winner. If you'd left it, you lost, but certainly as a trading opportunity was there. And Uddersfield lost to Fulham, late goal, and the lay the draw would have won there. And we promptly saw the first managerial casualty as old what's-his-name from Huddersfield got the boot after 19 games in charge. And obviously the end of the Premier League season and four this season. And only one win. It's a brutal league, that Championship. I thought they would struggle this year, Huddersfield. I think they may well go down another league, even with having a few quid from the old parachute payments. And then on Twitter, I posted a late lay the draw of Spain at Bilbao Barca, and Bilbao got a late winner. I haven't seen the goal, but apparently a bit good. Gave a bit of advice, remove the liability, posted my bet, and that was a winner as well. I did have some other trades for a bit of a tough day, particularly on first half goals, but it is early days of the season. There's 9,000, 10,000 games to come. Don't panic, Captain Mannering. What else? After my little loss of plot yesterday, everything was good. Shazwad, she doubled down, sent me another recipe by WhatsApp. Can't remember what it was, something else, chicken something, have a go at that, another little keto number, I am an athlete. And then she sends me a second WhatsApp saying, I thought turmeric was pronounced tumeric. Who in the world's ever called it tumeric? Got some tumeric, sorry mate, what, sorry love, tumeric, got any tumeric? Sorry love, I haven't got a fucking clue what you're on about. Fucking turmeric sounds like the fucking elephant man gone wrong, doesn't it? He was turmeric. Fucking mad. What else? Browsing Twitter about 5 o'clock, four, no, maybe later than that, I can't remember, but saw a tweet about we don't have gangs in this country. They are friendship groups. You have got a laugh, haven't you? Yeah. We may need to tackle that whole sort of youth violence and crime thing in a different way than we are. And certainly Scotland did do a good job of this, and a lot can be learnt from investing money into youth groups and things. But they're not fucking friendship groups, are they, that are running around London at the minute, for fuck's sake? Come and join my machete-wielding, drug-infested friendship group. Oh, and don't forget your initiation and your friendship group tattoos. What the fuck are tattoos as well? Who has a fucking tattoo? What is all that about? Is there any tattoo anywhere in the fucking world on a person over 50 that looks anything other than a great big blotchy fucking mess? Look like when you know your kids' paintings, your kids come home when they're young and you put them up on the fridge. It's like an old tattoo's like you've taken them off the fridge and put them out in the rain, innit? You put them out in the rain, all the ink runs and it all just goes to shit. And what the fuck's all that about, honestly? I don't know what I think I'm going to get myself drawn on today. Fucking numpties, honestly. And Lee Stanley, you sent me a, I think you might have a tattoo, Lee, as well, you fucking, there you go. But you sent me a tweet the other day, didn't you, about the woman wanting to abort, she only wants to abort a baby if it's a boy, because she doesn't want to bring a boy into the world, because she's a feminist. So she'll have her baby if it's a girl, but abort it if it's a boy. I mean, what is fucking going on in the world? There's just, the world is going, I keep telling people, they don't believe me, it is getting more fucked up and mental by the day. There are fucktards everywhere, honestly. Right, Saturday, enough of this. I haven't got time to waffle on about all this sort of stuff. Where are we? Betting, let's do some bets, shall we? Yeah, come on. Yeah, it's that fucking tattoos and that fucking abortion, see, throw me. Betting, what am I looking at? Oh, GG, people, if I ever back Jason Cockrack again, if he ever wins a tourney, I'm going to get a job in Lidl. I'm never, ever backing the guy again. He's got fucking less bottle than a burglar off licence, that guy. I fucking didn't want to put the bet on this week. He has got less bottle than a burgled fucking off licence. Never, ever, ever backing him again. And he'll never win. Trust me, he'll never win. If he wins, I'm getting a job in Lidl's. I'll get a tattoo. There you go. Right, football. Home mentions. I've got quite a bit of info today. I'm trying to get a structure to it, so I'm sort of going to give you home mentions every weekend. I'm going to try and give you, when there's a lot of football on, one over half, over one half trade, one over two and half trade, one first whole trade, perhaps a later draw, and I'll see how we go. And I've also got some horses. So today I've actually got two home mentions in the Premier League. Well, one's playing tomorrow, Everton. I don't know if that was a blip by Watford last week, but if Brighton can get three past Watford at home, Everton have got a good front line. Everton can fill their boots today, and at 1.78, I would be lumping on Everton. I think they will beat Watford comfortably today. And tomorrow, Chelsea. I think Chelsea are way too big against Leicester. I know there's a lot of hype about Leicester perhaps breaking in the top six. I personally don't think they will. I don't think Chelsea have been as bad as the first two games. You know, they've played Man United away and Liverpool in the Nonsense Cup. They could have put United to bed easily last week early on. You know, yes, they didn't, but they could have done. They didn't play badly. I think they'll have far too much for Leicester. You know, I know people talk about transfer, but they've still got world-class players. Other than losing Hazard, you know, and they've bought in Pulisic, they've got world-class players in that team. They're not as bad as people are making out. And I think Chelsea are a huge price against Leicester tomorrow. You know, up front's a bit of a worry. I don't think Tammy Abraham is the man. But Giroud, is whatever anybody says about him, he's a proven goal scorer, Giroud, at all levels. So, yeah, I think Everton and Chelsea for me. In the Championship, Forest are too big today. They lost to West Brom, which is easily done in the Championship. They got a good result away to Leeds. Birmingham, I think, you know, they got I'm not going to say lucky, but you're on the 3.5. I was on the 3.5 in that game. Brentford were all over them, and Birmingham nicked the goal and nothing else happened. Then Birmingham drew 1-1 with Bristol City, who've looked a shade of what they were last season so far. Forest at 2.12. Forest win this for me, and a decent price. Nap of the day is a short one in League One. Lincoln started the season well. I think they'll win today comfortably, 1.66. I'd even, if I'm not a big Asian handicap better, but if you wanted Lincoln -1 for better odds, might be an option. But Lincoln 1.66 for the straight win. And in League 2, Leighton Orient to beat Stevenage. They lost to Plymouth Leighton Orient, which is no shame in that. You know, Plymouth are going to be up there at the end. And they are a better outfit than the Stevenage side they're playing today, and they should be a shade of odds on. So you can back them. I think they're about 2.1 as well. So Leighton Orient to beat Stevenage as well. Trades. I've put Tip Forest up, but in that game also over 1.5, Forest v Birmingham. Wait 20 minutes if 0-0 drip back over 1.5 goals in Forest versus Birmingham. Over 2.5 trade, Blackburn versus Middlesbrough. Both of these have started poorly. Need to get their acts together. Over 2.5 is slightly too big. I think Blackburn in particular may chase this game. See this as one they can win. And back over 2.5 through the first 10 minutes. Remove liability on your goal. I do think that Jonathan Woodgate's reign at Middlesbrough may be a short-lived one. I think it's going to be a similar start to how he started his Real Madrid playing career. A first half goal trade is in Germany, Werder Bremen versus Dusseldorf, 2:30 kickoff. If it's 0-0 on 25 minutes at Werder Bremen, drip lay under 0.5 first half goals through that 25 to 40 minute period, or 25 to 35. You know, the price is going down, it's in your favour, so just drip lay it through that. Two lay the draw mentions in the Championship, Barnsley versus Charlton and Brentford versus Hull. Both those I fancy as lay the draw trades if you wish to. Everything is at your own peril and risk, of course. Horses, slightly different today because I've had a few bits of info, but got one trade, and that's in the 5-10 at Tremor, Lottie Lovehart for 30% trade. As I say, I think 4 out of 4 yesterday. Got two each ways or win place on Betfair, 2.35 at Cork Chocolate Music, and Farmer Boy in the 7.30 at Market Raisin. Farmer Boy, yep, 7.30 Market Raisin. And I've got a win bet for you in the 3.40 at Perth Night Arty. So the trade is Lottie Loveheart, 5.10 Tremor, 30%. Win place, 2.35 Cork Chocolate Music. Win place, Farmer Boy, 7.30 Market Raisin. Win bet, 3.40 Perth Night Arty. I've then got, and I've not done this on the pod in 200 odd episodes yet, but I can't see any other way of playing this than the way I was advised, which is a little patent. I'm not a massive multiples man, but I've got three horses that you can either put together in a win patent, which will be 7 bets or 14 bets if you want to do it each way. If you're doing it on Betfair, then obviously you'd have to do all the bets on the first horse and you'd have to work it out. You want obviously A and B, B and C, A, B, C, A and C, and then the treble. But the three horses are 155 Perth Sarvey, 350 at Ripon Appointed, and 440 at Bath Coke Attack. So you want the singles, but then if you want to put them in doubles and trebles, it's a patent. It's called 7 bets and a win bet. You can do it at bookies, 14 bets if each way. I think two of them are fairly short, but Ripon Appointed is a half decent price. I'm going to be doing it for the win only, personally, for small interest, nothing big. All that is at your own peril. I'm going to be early tomorrow because I've got to go out in the morning. I've got my son coming home this evening. Fucking head butt the wall. But I've got a couple of bits to sort. But I'll be up and then any trading and things will probably be tomorrow afternoon. But I'll have an early pod tomorrow morning. Have a beautiful Saturday. I hope it goes well. Trading group, I will be with you from sort of midday onwards. And of course tonight, Spurs will be stuffing City. We will be giving them a right good hiding. How many games on the spin have they won in the Premier League? It's about fucking 4 million, isn't it? Yes, well, not tonight, Josephine. You're getting whooped. Have a lovely Saturday, my little FTS. I like the fact you listen. It just gives me joy that somebody gets up and listens to my bollocks every day. Have a lovely day.